And a heartbreaking story now from Princess Anne, Maryland, where the family of 36-year-old Rodney Todd, who died along with all seven of his children, apparently of carbon monoxide poisoning, says he was an outstanding single dad. Here's his mother, Bonnie Edwards.
You couldn't ask for a young man to take care of his kids. He done had his kids 3 years by himself. And you couldn't ask for a loving, caring, more father than my son.
The family says Todd was trying to keep his children warm with a generator. Police confirmed the power had been cut off. Phil Davis has been covering the story for the Daily Times in Salisbury, Maryland. And Phil, Princess Anne, there on the eastern shore of Maryland, people have to be shattered.
Yeah, it's been quite an emotional few hours here, especially in Princess Anne, a very small town of about 3,200 people. Being out there on the scene yesterday, you could see, you know, heads in hands, people really trying to console each other over the news that they had just lost one of their own.
Yeah, well, we called the state of Maryland. They told us the moratorium for winter power shutoffs was just lifted April 1st, as in many states you're not allowed by law to shut off power to homes during cold weather. Now, we know the police are trying to look into this, but we also understand from reporting that Rodney Todd's colleague said he'd been missing since March 28th, obviously in the home. So has anyone squared that? I mean, how was it that the power, it sounds like it was turned off sooner than April 1st?
Yeah, and we're still trying to work through those details. We've been in contact with Delmarva Power to try and figure out exactly, because again, it comes from the parents, that his power had been cut off, which is what led to him using a gas generator in the kitchen, which is the supposed cause of death of all eight of the victims here. We're still trying to work with Delmarva Power and county officials to figure out the exact date as to when the power was cut off. And Maryland does, in fact, offer an energy assistance program for those that can't make regular payments or can't pay outstanding bills to offer public assistance to be able to pay those bills. However, the details are still scarce as to when the Todd family's power was cut off and exactly when they needed to go to the use of a generator, and police aren't giving any specific dates on the matter either.
Well, it's just heartbreaking because Rodney Todd's stepdad says, you know, he would have helped pay a bill if necessary. But what else are people, you know, learning today, as we always do after these terrible stories, about using generators indoors and about carbon monoxide?
Yeah, and that was kind of one of the shocking things about this story. From what we know from officials is that they were using the gas generator in the kitchen to fuel all of their appliances, which if anyone has used the gas generator in the case of an emergency or an electrical outage, they tell you that it needs to be in a place of proper ventilation, typically either outside or in a garage or something that can offer proper ventilation. But this is a one-story ranch in a very small and secluded community. They might not have had that opportunity to be able to do that. And because it was situated in the kitchen, if it was on for a prolonged period of time, which again is what police are indicating, and said it was on for a long enough period of time that the gas went off, it might not have been in a place where proper ventilation was possible.
And again, Rodney Todd, single dad, a utility worker at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. He was working and still perhaps not able to cover some bills, but we'll find out more about that. Phil Davis has been covering this terrible story for the Daily Times, Salisbury, Maryland. Phil, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.